Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Love That Forgives, was written by Lisa M. Samra. 80 years of marriage. My husband's great-uncle Pete and great-aunt Ruth celebrated this remarkable milestone on May 31, 2021. After a chance meeting in 1941 when Ruth was still in high school, the young couple were so eager to get married that they eloped the day after Ruth graduated. Pete and Ruth believe God brought them together and has guided them through all these years. Reflecting on 8 decades of marriage, Pete and Ruth both agree that one key to sustaining their relationship has been the decision to choose forgiveness. Anyone in a healthy relationship understands that we all regularly need forgiveness for the ways we hurt each other, whether through an unkind word, a broken promise, or a forgotten task. In a section of scripture written to help believers in Jesus live together in unity, Paul refers to the essential role forgiveness plays. After urging his readers to choose compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience in Colossians 3, Paul adds the encouragement to forgive one another if any of you has a grievance. Most importantly, all their interactions with each other were to be guided by love. Relationships that model the characteristics outlined by Paul are a blessing. May God help all of us work to cultivate healthy relationships characterized by love and forgiveness. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let's pray. Jesus, help us learn to forgive just as you've forgiven us, and in doing so, create a legacy that reflects you in all of our relationships. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.